Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Public Radio. As some of you are aware, New York Times columnist David Brooks, also well known for his appearances on the PBS NewsHour, offered two Zoom talks through the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado about a week ago. It was too much to expect Mr. Brooks to hand us a solution to the terrible polarization in our community and country. But the columnist, who is a regular longtime visitor to Colorado, did offer inspiration and shared his hopes for the future during his Zoom talks. And the talks were quite popular. About 300 people attended a one-hour talk, and the foundation also hosted a smaller discussion with Brooks for some of its VIP members. Brooks has written numerous books. He's interviewed every president of the past three decades. He's a moderate conservative who wields a lot of influence. He's a good thinker. So I thought if anyone has some worthwhile ideas about healing our country, it has to be Brooks. And he did offer some hopeful ideas, but Brooks said nothing truly surprising in his talks. Probably every minister in the Four Corners area has delivered a sermon quite similar to Brooks' suggestions, including things like, we should see each other more deeply. We should foster a shift in values that put relationships first. We should create morally formative organizations and institutions where we can think together. We should look for the disagreement under the disagreement. And all of that sounds really good. But how are we going to get people of differing political persuasions in the same room with one another so we can see each other more deeply and create those relationships? Right now, it's hard to get into a room with anyone else in it, given COVID-19 restrictions. But someday soon, that may be over. We have come to exist in our own silos, as Brooks pointed out. Here in the Four Corners area, our silos are defined by a lot of things. Different political parties, whether we live in town or in the country, whether we're native to the area or, like me, an outsider who's moved here, whether we're rich or poor or somewhere in the middle. Almost anything about us can become a point of derision and division. When we spend our time only with those who think and look and act like we do, we're really not challenged. We may feel peaceful and calm, maybe even a bit smug and self-satisfied about our positions. To risk relating to those who are different means we have to get out of our silos, our comfort zones, and intentionally seek out people with whom we may disagree. I know you're thinking, where's the fun in that? Well, sometimes there isn't much fun, but the rewards of connecting with someone vastly different from us in background and beliefs can be profound, as Brooks has found in his interviews around the country. We find out fairly quickly what we can't talk about together easily and where we can find common interests. If we can spend time focusing on those common interests, we can come to feel safe enough with a person of a vastly different persuasion that we can talk with them about hot button topics. We can creep a little closer to the center point between us. We can hear ourselves say to a friend who is incredulous about our new acquaintance, ah, he's not so bad. He raises the most beautiful roses and he has this fabulous dog, Marty, and he volunteers with disabled kids. Brooks didn't hand us a magic solution, but he made us think, perhaps in a different way, about the way we want our world and the Four Corners area to be. So here's a challenge. Join me in a Zoom call at noon on Friday, February 26, and invite someone quite different from you to attend as well. Send an email to hwalker@durangoherald.com, and I'll send you the Zoom link. Let's talk about healing the rift, one person at a time. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.